None but the hungry heart. 12:31. There's more. Let us go on, past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrine of Christ. Hebrews 6, verse 1a. The milk of the word is necessary for the immature years, but in order to carry out his purpose in our lives, our Father brings in needs that call for more than milk. We become hungry for the meat of the word and are thereby strengthened and matured. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Exodus 12:13. The blood shelters from the judge, but there is no rest there. In this state, the believer is like a man in a lifeboat. He is rescued, but still in the place where the danger is. He would like to get to shore. He is safe, but not clear of the power of the enemy, not clear of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. That is really where most Christians are today. There are vast numbers who profess to believe in the atoning virtue of the death of the Lord Jesus, but who do not see aught therein beyond the forgiveness of their sins. They do not as yet see the crucifixion, death, and burial of the sinner, the entire displacement of the old system of the things belonging to the first Adam position. In a word, their perfect identification with their risen and ascended Lord. With Israel, after its deliverance from Egypt, there were two stages. The one, this life in the wilderness, with its wanderings and its wants, its unbelief and its murmurings. The other, the land of promise, with rest instead of desert wanderings, and with abundance instead of want. Symbols of the two stages of the Christian life. The one in which we know the Lord Jesus as Saviour from Egypt, in his work on the cross for atonement and pardon. The other, where he is known and welcomed as our life in heaven, who in the power of that endless life leads us to find our home in the holiest of our Father's presence. Advancing steadily towards the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Hebrews 6, verse 1b.